So Mura says, hey, Shabam, what's the case talking about? What's your question? Kagoyin, the case is like this. On top of the Gemara Daf Ayin, the what the Yamdinu v'yasrinu. That the case was, you have, let's say, stalks that grew, and you cut them off already, and after you cut down the stalks of wheat, you took off Trumas and Mises from it. V'yashaslinu, and then you replanted again these stalks of wheat, v'yasifalu, and it grows more now. It grows more, bigger. So the question is, what's the lacha? Do you have to take off Trumas and Mises from what grows new? And maybe even from the original stalk, since you replanted it, it's like bottle to the karkam, you do not go bossa the ikka. What's the lacha? So Mura says like this, im tim tzalim, if you want to tell me that lo yazlin bossa ikka, you do not go bossa the ikka, the main part of this stalk. Because the main part of this stalk, you already took off Trumas and Mises from before. But the Tosef is boy Isurei, but for sure you're telling me what grows new now after you replanted it, the new growth of it for sure is Mechuyev Trumas and Mises. If you want to tell me like that, still I could ask a question, Ikra Mai, what's going to be the loch now by the Ikra, the main part of this stalk? Do you have to remeister it again or not? One swar is yes, that since you replanted it, it's bottled to the carcanal, so it grows out now, the whole thing is like new, and you have to take off Trumas and Mises again, according to the way the size it is right now. Or else maybe no, you only have to take off Trumas and Mises from what grows new now. But the original stalk that was here from before, since that stalk you already took off Trumas and Mises, you would not have to do it over again. Says the Shiloh. Sumer says back, Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back, Maishna Mikol Chiti Visarwa Di Alma, why should it be different than any wheat and any barley? So what, that the way you plant barley is you take the seeds, even though originally you took off Trumas and Mises from the wheat, and now you take the seeds, the kernels, and you replant them. And still what grows out, you mechuyev to take off Trumas and Mises a second time, according to what grows new, the whole thing. So pshit, you have to take off Mises from before also, from the whole stalk. So Mura says no. I'll answer you, Amalei. Dovish is Arva Kolom, when you just replant the seeds, the kernel of the wheat, when you put the kernels of the wheat in the ground, it like, its color, it's not there anymore. It disintegrates in the ground. And what grows up, sheet is something new, so sheet you have to take off Trumas and Mises. That's Lemmi Boily, that's no question to me. Ella rather, Kika Mi Boily, where do I have my question? Dova Shane Zarakola. And the thing like over here where you're planting this stalk that was grown already from before, and now you're replanting it so it's growing further more, but the original stalk is still here. It's not color, it doesn't disintegrate, it's still around. My, what's halacha? Do you have to take off Trumas and Mises a second time from the stalks or not? That's my shayla. So Mura says still, Tifshit Lei Mehor. Let's bring a proof from this halacha. Mehor the Yom Rav Yitzchak, Omer Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan said that litra botzel, we have, let's say, a litra and the measurement of onions, a pound of onions, shetiknu, that you misakim and you took off Trumas and Mises from them, the way you're supposed to. And then, vizoru, and then you replanted these onions, misar salafikulay. It says clearly you have to take off Mises according to everything that grows up, even though the ikur is not kolo. The way an onion grows is you put an onion in, and it just buds and becomes, divides into four, and becomes bigger and bigger. But the original bud is still here. And still it says you have to take off Trumas and Mises according to the shear what's here now. So you see, you do have to take off a second time Trumas and Mises. So you should be the same halacha before when you replanted these stalks. You should also have to take off a second time Trumas and Mises. So Mura says, no, I'll tell you, Hossam over there, Hainu Zriyasai, that's the way you plant onions. The way you plant it is you put an onion back in the ground and it grows up again. So Pshita, that's called like a new thing now, and therefore you take off Trumas and Mises according to what's here right now. But Hochab over here, Lav Hainus Riyos, that's not the way you plant stalks, wheat. The way you plant wheat is you start and put the seeds in the ground, not to replant the whole stalk. So since you're replanting the whole stalk, maybe here the stalk does not lose its chashivis, it's still called the stalk, and therefore you would not have to take off Trumas and Mises a second time off the stalks. That's what here Abishaila. Oh, Malay Rav Chanina, Bar Min Yumei Leyabaya, Otsuts Shena Nokof Maho. What's going to be the lock if you have something growing in a flower pot that does not have a neck, it has no hole on the bottom. So the Chorim would say, what grows out of it, are you mechuyvin shurma samaisis or not? So Gemara says, what's your question? If it doesn't have a neck, if it doesn't have one. So Rashi says, the pshat is that whatever grew in this flower pot, since it has no nekev, it's only mechuyvin shurma samaisis midirabonin. Midirais, it's not called growing off the ground. So therefore, pshita midirabonin yechayiv, it's called like minaptur alaptur. So you have to take off shurma samaisis minayabay. So what's your shayla? So Mura says, the shayla must be like this. Dilma choza v'nokvu kramrit means first what started to grow in this flower pot, you started to grow wheat. It had no hole on the bottom. Later in the middle of it was growing, there was a hole on the bottom of it. So the chur, what grows now is mechuyiv midiraisa. And what grew before was only mechuyiv midirabonin. So what's the locha? Hoch over here, chod is riyahi. It's one planting, it's one seed like. Ichbura yuduka mechabra. The yerl, it's growing together upwards. But the Gemara says, Hossam and the Shiloh before, where you had this stalk that you first took off Trumas and Isis from, and then you replanted it, Shteiz Riyas Ninu. Over there it's a second planting. So another, the Gemara means to say is, even though the Lachu may be by the first case, that you have to take off Trumas and Isis a second time, that's because you're taking this stalk now and replanting it a second time, so it's like a new Isis Riyah, and since what comes out of it, what grows new, Pshit, you have to take off Trumas and Isis. Who within the Ikalite becomes bottle, you also have to take off Trumas and Maisa off the new thing, and what off the stalks. Mashenka, here the Shiloh is, maybe even if by stalks you have to, maybe you're in the same flower pot, since it's the same growth, there's no hefsek, you're not stopping in between. The same wheat that's growing, it grew half of its height, when it had no hole on the bottom of the flower pot, and now in the middle of its growth, a hole became on the bottom, and now the top grew. So maybe here it's different. Maybe only what grows new is mechuyev truma samaisis midiraisa, but not the yikah. Then after meeting with D, you cannot take off truma samaisis minayel bay, because here for this wheat is only mechuyev midrabanan, and here for it is chayev midiraisa. Or else maybe no, maybe this wheat that's growing in the flower pot has the same halacha like before, like the stalks. That lemaisa we say maybe you go back to the tisefis. What's growing new is chayev and truma samaisis. Therefore, the whole thing is chayiv midiraisa. Then you could take off shurma samaisis mneil bay. That's the shayla. Now the Gemara says, "Boy, you're about who? But who is a shayla like this? She boiles, she morcho bikri, fishoslo, fikorolo, shame the mechuber mahu." Yeah. So this shayla again is like this: that boy, about who? She boiles. You have these stalks of wheat. She morcho means you originally cut it off. You made a pile of them. And Shemocha Bekri, you smooth it down the top of the pile, and that's when it's Mechuyiv and Trumas Amaisris. But then before you took off Trumas Amaisris, Fishosla, you replanted it again. And then the Korol Hashem, the Mechuber. And then you called it, you made a Truma. So is a Chal Truma not? Usually we say you cannot take off Truma, be Mafra Truma, when it's still Mechuber, still growing. So Ma, what's the Lach over here? Kivon de Marcho, since you first piled it up and made it smooth it down, Tivlalo, it was chal already, tevel on it, that's mechuyev and truma samaisris. If so, kikorol Hashem kedusha, kitchalo, could be now when you call it truma, sakachal truma on it. It's different than regular mechuba. Regular mechuba, it's attached, never got a shame tevel, but here it became tevel first. Adilma, maybe no. Kivon de Shoslo, pokale tivlamine. And when you plant it right now, it's bottle at Shem Tevel. And it becomes Mechuba Lekarka again, and you can't take off Truma right now. You have to Adarabba wait till you cut it off, and the Nochamol will become Tevel. Omole Rabbanon Labayis, Rabbanon Tzat Rabaya, Im Keim, if so, Mitzinu Truma Mechuba Lekarka. If you tell me yes, in this case, when you replant these stalks, you could make a Truma, it's going to come out, there's a case that you could have Truma, that's Mechuba Lekarka. Utanan we learned, not like that. Utanan we learned that no truma, we never find truma that's attached to the ground. So you can't tell me now these stalks that are attached to the ground could become truma. Amalek said back to him like this, when did we learn that halacha? That's halacha that if a czar eats it, he's not chayiv misa if he eats that truma that's mechub lekarkov. Or if you eat a b'shogeg, you're not chayiv to pay a chaymish, ein hachanami. And the more explains why. Because, let's see, even this truma now that's growing, when you eat it, how to eat it? Di tolish v'yochlif, you first pick it off and then eat it. So tolishu, lemais it's tolish, that's why you chayiv misa, or you chayiv chaymish. But it's not called mechubra anymore. Elamai v'gochin v'yochlif, you just go and bite it while it's still growing. So you want to say that's called eating from mechubra. And that we have a loche that you're not, there's no truma of mechubra. The pshat is dria. Bot ladait leitza kolodom. Your das is not called a das anymore. There's das not called a maisachila. We do not eat things that are attached to the ground. So Rashi says, therefore, it's not called an achila. And therefore, you're not chayiv misa. And therefore, you're not chayiv achaymish. The enechnami could be that the kedusha satruma is chal on something that is mechubra lekarka. In this case, Samar says, Umaishna, why is this different? Midikosev apinkosev Ilfa. Said what was written down in Ilfa's book, in Ilfa's notebook. But it was written down there on his on Ilfa's notebook that the Beitzei Nevela Soif Tahor, if you eat from the egg that was in a Nevela Soif Tahor, means a bird that died, a kosher bird that died as Nevela, but the loch of a Nevela Soif Tahor is whoever eats from it, it you become Tamei when you swallow it. So here, this bait of this egg, miktsasim achutz, half of the egg was outside the bird, or miktsasim afnim, half of it was inside. So what's the loch? Is it metami you or not if you eat it? So it says, mivifnim metanoim, begodma beisablia, yes. If somebody eats like this egg, means he puts his head like inside the chicken, and eats the egg, the part that's inside the chicken still, so it's metamim. When he swallows it down, it becomes tamei. Mibachutz, but if he eats the part of the egg that's outside the bird, then in matam of the governor base of Leah, then you do not become Tommy, because the part that's outside the bird is not called part of the novella, so it has no tumas novella on it. So called part of the chur is not a derech to eat the egg. This way, they're putting your head inside the bird and eating it there. And still, we say it's called an achila. So you see, the chur and achila they have chakish shmei achila. So we also still know tolush, something that's detached like a bird. Avidi inshe diachli hochi. Sometimes it happens this way. You want to eat the chicken, you start eating the insides of the chicken, and you come to eat the egg also. That is called a derech achila. Therefore, if you eat the inside of the chicken of this nevela, nevela saif, you become tamei. But the mechuber, anything that's growing in the ground, anything that's growing, no, lo yavidi inshi diachli. People do not eat food that's growing on the ground. Therefore, here, even though it's chal, maybe it's chal trum on this stalks, because originally it was cut off. That's when it was chal din tevel. And now when you make a truma, even though it's mechuba, maybe it's chal, but the reason why somebody eats from it is potah, because here it's not a derech achila. Omer Rav Tziv Yumi, Bar Kisno Omer Shmuel, Hazareya klayim biyotzutz shena nokiv. Somebody plants klayim, two different types of vegetables, in the same flower pot, but it has the hole on the bottom. So also, you should know it's also. So Omer Abaye, Abaye says back to him, like, what are you telling me? Pshita. Bishlam, I would understand the Yashmin if you teach us that loika makas mardus midirabonin, that not only is it awesome, but if you eat this, or you make the plant this klayim, you get makas midirabonin shapir. It's good, you're teaching me something new. Elo also, but stam, you said loshtan, it's awesome, mashma, it's awesome midirabonin. What's the chiddush? Pshita. Maika mashmalon. The midrabbanan have his rear, the midrabbanan if you plant in an otzot shena nokev in a flower pot that has no hole, it's called the planting, and it's nisa klayim midrabbanan. Tanina, we learned this already once, that torim mi shena nokev al hanokev, summer takes off truma, from pears that grew in a flower pot that does not have a hole, or to pears that grew in a flower pot that has a hole, so comes out min aptur al achiv, because the first one's only mechuyi midrabbanan, not midiraisa. So then there's truma. What you talk of truma is like a chal truma midrabbanan. We do not want to make it change it. But the yachsav ichum, you have to take off truma a second time. Because really you're not mekayim the mitzvah truma, because the first one, the yotzutz, shena nokov, is not mechuyi midiraisa, it's only mechuyi midrabbanan. But our koponim, we see though, there's chal and shem truma midrabbanan though, on an yotzutz shena nokov. So what are you teaching me? Mechuyi it's pshita. Now the Mishnah says, "Hachit in wheat, v'yaserim in barley, v'yakusmin in spelt, v'yashibur l'shol, that's oats, v'yashifun, that's rye, hari elu chayov in mechala, These are the five type of grains that if you make a dough out of any one of these, yichayev in challah. When it starts from zem zeh, even though there's a shear, how much flour you have to have, let's say 3 pounds or 5 pounds, you can start to put the two together. You could have a half a pound of wheat flour, a half a pound of barley flour, a half a pound of klusmin, and together if you have the shear and you make a dough out of it, you chayv and challah. The asur and the chodesh. These five grains have an issur to eat from them the new crop before the second day of Pesach. The asur and the chodesh melefnei Pesach, before Pesach. Or miliksam lefnei yomer. Or then there's an issur haturi, not allowed to cut it down before you cut down the yomer. And we'll see exactly before which part of the yomer. But before you have the yomer on the second day of Pesach, you're not allowed to even cut down the chodesh, the new crop. Now, in Hishrish, koydim leimer, any crop, any one of these grains that were planted before Pesach, and it started to take root, started to root already from before the yomer, then yomer matirum, when it comes the second day of Pesach, it becomes mutter, there's no more Issur chodesh on it. But v'yimlav, even if you planted it before Pesach, but it did not start to root yet, it was not Hishrish yet, then asurim, you're not allowed to eat it anymore this year, but you have to wait till next year Pesach, after it starts to root, and then the yomer passes by. Then the yomer would be matarit b'achila. Whereas first Tony we learned, kusmin min chitin, that spelt is a type of wheat, and shibola shov v'shifon, oats and rye, min serb, it's a type of barley. The Rashi says in Megeh Tilchus Mitzarf, what you could put the two together, that even though the Mishnah says you mitzarf from zilas, that doesn't mean all of them, but rather wheat could only be mitzarf together with kusman, with spelt. Mashen kain, barley is mitzarf with everything else, just not chitim. So that's what's come to teach us, which ones can be mitzarf together. Now it says kusmin. What exactly is this spelt? What's kusmin?